Good evening. This is a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It is Monday, November 23rd, 2020. The time is now 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. And since we do not have a permanent secretary, does somebody want to volunteer to call the roll to establish quorum? If not, I'll do it myself. Okay, in no particular order, Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Wayne Lark. Okay, Dwayne does not appear to be here. Heather Gray. Robin Collier. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Jim Sagerton.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Okay. Vanessa does not appear to be here.
I'm going to call her because sometimes she needs to be reminded.
Okay. If anybody can text her or something, that would be great. Lydia Brazone. Okay. No, Lydia. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Okay. Well, we do have a quorum. I sent out a draft agenda. It's pretty much the same draft agenda as from our last meeting. Let me read it. Convene meeting and roll call. We just did that. Approve the agenda. We're about to do that. Approve minutes
Chair,
from our last meeting.
Chair, have Vanessa on the phone.
Oh, welcome, Vanessa. Glad to have you.
Hey there. Thank you.
I'm just reading the draft agenda. Continuation of discussion on strategic plan. I'm allocating 60 minutes for that. And new business, 5 minutes, and we'll adjourn. I'd like to adjourn no later than 10 p.m. Do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved. This is Grace.
Okay. We don't need a second in the committee. So are there any objections to the draft agenda? Anybody want to make any modifications or anything? Okay. Very good. Then the draft agenda is approved. Minutes. I'm going to have to catch up on all the minutes for this committee. I guess we're going to do it as a bundle, hopefully maybe by the next meeting. So let's leave that one aside. We do have some minutes, and some other minutes have to be reconstructed from the audio. So I'll figure it out. Okay, so what I really wanted to do is get back to a discussion of a strategic plan, and Grace was good enough to resubmit and maybe with some modifications the outline of a strategic plan that she submitted earlier, and I have a few thoughts about that, but before I go on, maybe Grace wants to say a few things about it.
I just added some detail. I forgot to take out something that we struck out in the last meeting, I think. But I added what should be in the strategic plan. I did some research, is the purpose of the organization. So I put that in the beginning. And Just added some other specifics, which I think I put in green. Some details.
Do you want to point out some of those details?
Yeah. The first one is just that this is already put forward, I think, before. Start immediately to make expense cuts at all stations where expenses exceed revenue. The IED should oversee this in places as a top priority. Immediate emergency action needed. KPFK's expenses are exceeding its income by approximately $70,000 to $90,000 per month. The national board directed that expense cuts be made of at least 30% of KPFK. The IED and the KPFK GM should place this as the first priority immediately. Yeah, IED should address shortfalls at all the other stations. This is urgent as there are no reserves to cover any shortfalls. That's a specific, a short, immediate range specific addition to this. And then the next is the budgeting process. And then I added in green, it should be noted that as our East Coast stations have gotten significant CPB funding, as they have qualified for special minority grant funding in the past, any deficits that those stations carry would be ameliorated if CPB funding is restored. In other words, any shortfalls in the past were covered by the CPB, past CPB funding for the most part. So it should be really a top priority to have CPB funding restored for those stations, in particular, for the whole network, but those stations would really benefit greatly from the CPB stations, specifically WPFW and WBAI. And then I added, ensure that every station has a functioning community advisory board. We're working on that at KPFK. And then B, ensure that all meetings are properly noticed. And then let's see what else I added. To improve programming, ensure that all program directors review programs on at least a quarterly basis, that underperforming programs be removed promptly or either relegated to hours that have lower potential listenership or removed and replaced with higher quality programming that conforms with the Pacifica mission. B, ensure that program directors and general managers analyze the programming grid. Ensure that there is a diversity of programming that meets the needs of current and potential listeners. In other words, ensure that there is local, national, and international programming, as well as programming that addresses diverse communities, age groups, and interests. Reduce redundancy and ensure that our programming covers issues and subjects not commonly heard elsewhere. C, ensure that program directors collaborate with and are responsive to community advisory boards and LSBs. This means they should listen and implement as best as possible the needs and wants expressed by these bodies. Should I continue?
Sure.
I'm just reading what I added. Ensure that all of our stations become multimedia outlets, utilizing the Internet and social media to expand our reach, improve our visibility, and increase our income. And I added, programmers should be encouraged to create their own social media platforms while maintaining a link to their station and ensuring that any money is donated to their program inure to the station, not to themselves privately. B, when financially feasible, one or more staff members should be hired to facilitate the promotion and broadcasting of our programming on social media and other platforms, including video as well as audio. And those are all the additions.
Okay. So let me, can I react to this?
Sure.
I think this is like this could be a beginning for working out a strategic plan, but we have this all sorts of details that have to be filled in. And we have to also, and those details include things like setting priorities. What do we prioritize? What has to come first? What comes next? We also have to have some timelines. When realistically can we accomplish it? For just give you an example, we all want to restore CPB funding, but we already know that that is not going to be possible in 2021. Because we did not get in the 2019 audit in time. It should absolutely be possible to restore it by 2022, provided there still is a CPB and they're still offering grants. But things like that, we have to, and we also have to outline when we say something has to be followed up or monitored. How is that going to be done? Who's going to be doing it now? And what are the plans in case we miss a goal? What's the plan B, for instance? These are the kind of things that, you know, get into the nuts and bolts of a strategic plan. I think this is a good, like, template to begin with, but I think it requires a lot of work to fill in everything. And I think it might be a good idea to create a working group and just meet a couple of times in the next 2 or 3 weeks and just do that, just fill in everything. What are you guys and gals? Or, sorry, I don't know how to put that. What do you all think?
Alex, I'd like to be on the stack.
Lawrence? Yeah, go ahead, Lauren. Yeah.
Thank you. So, Grace, the beginning of the attachment is a citation from the bylaws in terms of the chart, right? And then the meat and potatoes of your proposal or the proposal or whatever you want to call it is in green. Is that the case?
No.
What is the green lettering in the attachment?
I think the green is from the earlier draft. Is that right, Grace?
No, I just put on the top, I say, any strategic plan should reiterate the purposes, principles, and commitments to diversity that are stated in the very beginning of the Pacific bylaws. Further, a strategic plan should aim to fulfill these principles and purposes. Okay, so that's the very beginning. And then I quote the mission statement and a couple of things from the bylaws. And then after that is the strategic plan, basically. Because of COVID-19 and unaddressed declines in listener support at all five stations, here's a suggested short-term plan to keep Pacifica afloat. And it says one, and then the green was just stuff that I added. It's the what's in green is more specific than the basic point. So the number one, for instance, is start immediately to make expense cuts at all stations where expenses exceed revenue. The IED should oversee this and place this as a top priority. And then in green, it's immediate emergency action needed, and I specifically talk about KPFK. So that's in green. It was just additions and things that made this more specific. Two is ensure the budgeting process is moving forward, et cetera. And I added some specific wording to that in green.
Okay, so
what's in green just was added a little later, and it tends to be more specific.
Right, so what I would say to the green stuff is like salad for the meat and potatoes, right? It provides a little bit more. It's almost like bullet points, but it's in letters, and then there's numbers. I think what I would like, if it's not too cumbersome, I would like for those sessions to be read on the stream so people can know what it is that we're considering. Is that too much to ask? I mean, I could read some of it.
We could do that. I Grace already read quite a bit of it.
I believe she stopped, and correct me if I'm wrong, Grace. I think she stopped at number, after ensuring that the committee advisory boards are and all meetings are noted properly. Then number three is monitor. Can somebody please stop that? Number three it says monitor personnel committee.
That's the part that she said she forgot to remove. We discussed that at a previous meeting, and we kind of decided that was just not. We shouldn't have one committee monitoring another committee, and that makes perfect sense.
Right, exactly, and I think we discussed that. So that's good. I'm glad that was a typo.
Yeah.
But I like the direction this is going in. I like the fact that it says that ensure that all program directors review progress and at least a quarterly basis the underperforming programs. The only thing with that is that how much promotion time are those so-called underperforming programs are being given as opposed to the programs that aren't underperforming, so-called underperforming, or are star-led. And so I would like to maybe tweak that a little bit. But I like the premise of the proposal. So I think you're right in terms of suggesting yet another committee and more work to go over this and maybe add to it, add some more, maybe some gravy or something. I don't know why I'm talking about food today, and maybe add some gravy to the meat and potato.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. What we have right now is kind of like an outline. We gotta fill it in. And I this is just going to be a lot of detailed work. And I think I'm willing to meet with Grace and whoever else participate and just hammer out a more detailed, full-blooded version of this thing. I think if we start discussing right now what we should keep and what we should remove, we're just going to go around in circles for a while. Let's do some real intensive work on this, and then we turn to the committee. And I'd like to see a strategic plan that's voted on and accepted by the board before this PNB term, this PNB terms out, which is going to be sometime in January. So I'd like to get this in sometime next month. I think it's doable. I mean, it doesn't have to be a perfect document, but as long as it's a document that gives us an idea of how we're going to move forward, I think it'll be very valuable. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel either, because we already have another committee looking at the details of repaying the loan. So let's not forget that. And we already have the finance committee that will be on top of the budget process. So it's not like we have to do all this, on our own from scratch. There's a lot of this, some of this is already being done, but it should all be sort of documented in an overall strategic plan.
This is Grace. Can I respond to the question that something that Lawrence brought up?
My guess.
Okay, I agree with Alex. I think a little subcommittee should be formed to flesh out the detail and lengthen it. And you bring up a good point, Lawrence, and that is maybe we can append it or add it to this strategic plan regarding programming. In 2017, programming policy was adopted by the programming committee, and then the national board approved it. And it has criteria for evaluating programming that includes creating an algorithm, because it's not fair to judge the listenership or the financial amount of money that a program makes if it's aired at 3 o'clock in the morning as opposed to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But an algorithm can be created because it's known broadly what the potential listenership is in various different times of the day parts. So, for instance, if there are 50 times more listeners at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, potential listeners, than there would be at 3 o'clock in the morning, then the show at 5 o'clock in the afternoon would be expected to perform 50 times better than the show in a less desirable time slot. Also, there are other criteria for evaluating a show, for instance, in that the those programming policies, if the producer, it would be encouraged to take on apprentices or interns, including to help with the show, production of the show, but also to share some on-air time. So that would be an extra plus for those producers who apprentice other people, because we do have to have a transition period for eventually when the show is, so we could train new people and put them on the air eventually. And also, of course, there would be extra points or whatever extra show would be evaluated more positively if it conforms to the Pacifica mission, and also if it affords diversity to the grid and to the programming in general, that kind of thing. That's all basically in the programming policy that, unfortunately, I don't think has been applied very much, but it is there, and it should be applied, and it's up to senior management and local management to ensure that it is applied.
Can I add something, Chair, in regard to, thank you. So Grace says, I associate myself with the comments. I don't like the idea of criteria, but I can understand that, you know, we are putting out something that we hope we could attract new listeners and sustain the stations. But my concern is, and I'll bring it up again, is that there are some shows that get promoted, that they have promo cuts on a regular basis. Then there's shows that don't have promo cuts on a semi-regular basis that could be considered as shows that are underperforming, right? So I think in order to level the playing field, and in order for us to be able to apply the criteria that was just mentioned, then those shows should also have a fair opportunity to have their shows promoted as well in order to possibly improve their performance and also their attraction to our listener base, as opposed to just promoting the shows that are regularly on drive time or regularly on that may have a consistent audience because of the time slot, and also because as a result of that time slot, they have been able to grow an audience to the point where, like a show that comes on maybe, let's say, 7, 8 o'clock p.m., you know, how do we level that playing field if that show that is being considered as underperforming? And I can mention some shows like American Indian Airways that has been regularly shuffled around like a deck of cards, and other shows that don't get the kind of fair shot that this criteria is addressing. And I just think it does an injustice to those shows because they don't get the regular promo cards that are played for the shows that are so-called doing well or follow by a good amount of listeners. So I think there has to be some equity there, and I'm hoping that maybe we need to add that to the policy that passed in 2017 in regards to programming. But I just wanted to mention that because that's something that Grace did not mention. I thought she was going to mention it because I brought it up, but it wasn't mentioned. So I think the program policy isn't being followed anyway. So, but it's there. So it maybe if we could improve upon it and emphasize it to the GMs and the PDs that other shows also need to be promoted as much as the shows that are regularly and conditionally promoted in the queue during the on-air announcements. That's all I have. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment? I'll pipe in again if that's okay. Lawrence, I mostly agree with you there. I think when we say a show is underperforming, that doesn't imply that
it's a bad show. It just means that it's not fulfilling its potential, whatever that potential might be, within the context of its time slot and its the range of listeners that it's reaching out to, and so on. So if a show is underperforming, we have to figure out first why it's underperforming, and it may very well be that it's not, it's not getting enough promotion, it may be something else. These are sort of the kind of details we have to consider. I don't recall exactly what the 2017 policy statement said, but I guess there's nothing wrong with reviewing it and seeing if it maybe it was too rigid in some ways. I'm not sure. I don't really, without having it in front of me, I couldn't tell you.
James for the stack.
James, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to just throw out the idea to be kicked around as to whether it might be advisable for us to hear from the people that are making those decisions, which would primarily be the program directors, perhaps in the case of stations where there are no program directors or they're part-time or unpaid positions, that we could hear from the general managers or whoever is making those decisions on those particular stations, just to get some real live information about how those decisions are currently being made.
Excellent idea. You want
to? Yeah, Lawrence, I'd like to say something. I'd like to support James' iteration there. I think it'll be a good thing to edify ourselves. And I do believe that the programming policy is way too rigid. And I think it's, I'm not going to say it's unfair, but it leads to that type of interpretation. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with reviewing an existing policy. I mean, I think that's fine. Do you want to invite one or two program directors to our next meeting to get their input? I can't guarantee they're all going to be eager to come, but we can try.
This is James with another elaboration on that thought.
Yeah.
It has increasingly come to my attention over time how different all the different stations are. You know, they're different in culture, they're different in audience, different in content. And so I would just advise the committee, of course, they'd be aware of this in any regard, not to think too much in terms of their own station, which I tend to do, but, try to remember what the different situations are at the different stations. And so I'm wondering about how to spread it out so that we don't just get a focus on one or two stations without looking at the whole picture. Maybe we could ask for something in writing from people. Not that we wouldn't ask people to come, but also if they don't come, to ask them to maybe give us a little something in writing. And that, by the way, might be an incentive for them to come, because maybe they'd rather not do that.
Okay, well, this is, I think that's all fine. It's just my, I'm a little reluctant to get too deeply into this, because this could turn into a whole other project. And how much of that project is the province of this committee, how much of it is the province of the programming committee is another question. I think it's fine to explore it to some degree, but I'm a little uncomfortable with, branching out into an in-depth series of discussions on this. I think it would be fine if we had one or two PDs come to a meeting and answer a few questions and give us their feedback. But if you're thinking of something much more elaborate than that, I think that's, I don't know. I just don't think it belongs in this committee, frankly. What do other people think?
James, for a quick response, if no one else wants to speak.
I'd like to go out to James.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you about not trying to make it into too big a project and not trying to move over into programming committee territory. And I wanted to mention, and I forgot to say, that we should also be careful and, advise everyone not to speak in specifics, even with unpaid programmers. These are akin to personnel issues when you're discussing why you make a decision to put a show in one place or another. It could, some aspect of that conversation could broach that kind of territory. So we'd have to be cautious in that regard too, which would be, akin to, or going along with what you were saying about not trying to make this too big a thing.
Okay. Lawrence?
I think, the other consideration, if we are going to delve into this programming policy, which I really think we shouldn't, but we should definitely take it up as a bigger effort in regards to taking a look at the policy. But I think what we need to do is what the chair mentioned earlier, is the former working group to hash out what the proposal that Greg submitted. So I think maybe we should consider that as a next item of business if we exhausted ourselves on this topic.
Okay. Does anybody else want to weigh in here? I agree, Lawrence. Let's just form this working group. So I'm putting myself on it. Grace, will you be on it?
Yeah, sure.
And who else wants to be on it?
You could put me on it, okay. Lawrence.
Okay. Anybody else? Come on, this is going to be a friendly kind of thing. We're not going to go at each other's throats here. Okay? We're just trying to get some work done, folks.
This is James.
Yeah.
Not responding to that with anything but a smile. I want to say that, unfortunately, we're coming up, as you mentioned earlier, on the end of this session of the PMB, and I'm going to be trying to get some budgets taken care of, so it's going to be pretty time-consuming,
yeah,
I think. So, but I would extend an offer to do some editing on any final product, you know, for typos and stuff like that, language.
Great, okay. I'm sure we'll be able to use all the help we can get. I might want to, when we have something closer to being ready to go, we might even consider getting, you know, well, we should consider getting input from the IED and the ICFO, actually. I definitely want to make sure that happens at some point. So, okay. So it's us three to begin with James maybe helping out later. We can work out when we're going to meet offline, I guess. I think it should be sometime in the next week. We should have an initial meeting and hash things out. So I'll be in touch with both of you. Oh, and if anybody else later wants to join, just send me a note and you'll be on it as well. Okay, is that, have we exhausted this topic for now? Okay, then the next item, basically that was the only main item on for discussion. We had an earlier set of discussions about underwriting, but there was supposed to be a task force that was going to make some recommendations on that. I don't know what ever happened with that task force. Vanessa, do you have any report on that?
I'm sorry, ask the question again.
The task force, there was like a task force on underwriting that you were involved with.
Right. We tried several times to come together, and there were just scheduling conflicts on top of scheduling conflicts. So we've compiled a bunch of data. Heather and some other people sent in some information. So we just need to go through it, take a look at it, see what we come up with. But just scheduling got in the way of the meeting actually occurring. So it was not for lack of intention, just availability.
I understand. Most of us are overstretched. I'm fully aware of that. I know you are. I know I am. I know most board members are. That's just the way it is. Okay. It would be good if we could come up with something before this PMB turns out, but it's not a tragedy if it goes over into the next PMB. It's not like we're going to throw away any of the work that you've done. It'll be there, and we'll continue on. We'll continue working on it. Okay, so I guess, is there anybody want to offer anything on new business at this point? Well, if not, we can adjourn early.
That sounds great. Watch the football game. But Alice, if you could set up that meeting, if you could run a few dates by me, I would appreciate it.
I'll be in touch with you shortly. Let's see if we can figure out what's a good time for all of us, and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
So be it. Motion to adjourn. Lawrence.
Okay. No objections? None. Okay. Good night, everyone. Use the time we have tonight wisely.
Good night.
I don't know what to do. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Lawrence.
On sleep.